Well, I think it's making us watch Old Yeller.
Why are you guys so upset? It's Old Yeller. It's a happy movie.
What are you talking about?
Come on. Happy family gets a dog. Frontier fun.
Yeah, but Steve, what about the end?
Oh, wait, when Yeller saves the family from the wolf and everyone's happy?
That's not the end.
Yeah, huh? That's when my mother would shut off the TV and say the end.
What about the part where he has rabies?
He doesn't even have rabies, he has babies. That's what my mom said.
Phoebe, I don't think your mom would want you to see what's about to happen.
Why, what's about to happen? I've never seen this part before. Hey, Travis, what you doing with that gun? Oh, no. No, Travis, put down the gun. No, he's your buddy. He's your yeller. No. The end. Okay, what kind of a sick, doggy snuff film is this?
No one told you that was gonna be this way. The job shows the road, the love that's the other way. Like you're always stuck in second gear. When it happens in your day, the most in your ear. But I'll be there for you.
Have you guys eaten? Because Richard and I just finished and we've got leftovers. Chicken and potatoes.
What am I wearing?
Actually, nothing but rubber gloves.
You know, one of these times you're going to really be naked and we're not going to come over.
All right, I've got a leg, three breasts, and a wing.
Well, how do you find clothes that fit?
Oh, hey, Monica, we got a question.
All right, for the zillionth time, yes, I see other women in the shower at the gym, and no, I don't look.
Oh, not that one. We're trying to figure out who to bring to the Knicks game tonight. We have an extra ticket.
Yeah, Ross can't go, so it's between my friend Eric Prower, who has breath issues, and Dan with the poke game.
Did you see that play? Do you want some more beer? Is that Spike Lee?
Okay. Hey, why don't you ask Richard?
Okay, hey, Richard, if you had an extra ticket to the Knicks game and you had to choose between a friend who smelled and one who bruises you, who would you pick?
Wow. Well, being a huge Knicks fan myself, I think you should take someone who's a huge Knicks fan.
Okay. That's Eric.
Glad to be of help. Matches.
I meant, why don't you take Richard to the game?
Brandon!
What?
I don't know.
Come on! He keeps his fingers to himself, and he's always minty fresh.
I don't know, Richard's really nice and everything. It's just that we don't know him really well, you know? And plus, he's, you know, old. than some people. But younger than some buildings.
So he's a little older. Big deal. I mean, he's important to me. You know, if you ask him, he might take you on his jag.
How do we say yes now and make it seem like we're not doing it just to ride the cool car?
Okay, this could be tough.
Okay. Monica, we'll bring him, but only if he takes the Jaguar.
Ooh, you almost had it.
No, you're fine.
Hi, honey.
Oh, you guys are not going to believe what happened.
What?
Okay, we were sitting over there playing on the floor, and he grabs the table, and he pulls himself up. He pulled himself up. Standing man. I'm sorry you guys missed it, but I did tape it, so if you guys want to see it...
We know. He already did it last week. You can watch our tape if you want.
I can't believe this. I missed the first time of everything. I missed, what, the first time he rolled over? The first time he crawled? What else did I miss? Has he spoken yet? Is he driving? Does he have a favorite liqueur?
Yeah, actually, he's getting closer on the talking thing. He can't quite say mama yet, but once he said Yemen.
I'm so sick of missing stuff. You know, I want him for more than a day. I want him for a whole weekend. No, listen, I mean, I feel like...
Great, that fine. Would be great.
Really? And I had a whole speech prepared.
Oh, shoot, that would have been fun.
Oh, look, did you just see that? Did you see? He just waved. He just waved. He's never waved before. You've never waved before. Yes, he has. Very good.
Hey, Chase, what you got there? Okay, love story, Brian's song, and terms of endearment.
Wow, all you need now is the killing fields and some guacamole, and you got yourself a party.
Yeah, I talked to my grandma about the old Yeller incident, and she told me that my mom used to not show us the ends of sad movies to shield us from the pain and sadness. You know, before she killed herself.
Hey.
Oh, where is he? Where's Richard? Did you ditch him?
Yeah, right after we stole his lunch money and gave him a wedgie. What's the matter with you? He's parking the car.
So, did you guys have fun?
Your boyfriend is so cool.
Really?
Yeah, he let us drive his Jaguar. Joey for 12 blocks, me for 15.
Wow. He must like you the best.
Oh, what about that thing he did when he tipped the guy who showed us to our seats? You never even saw the money. It was like this. Hey, Chandler, thanks for showing us to our seats.
You're welcome. Hey, Joey, thanks for parking the car.
No problem.
Hey, Chandler.
I think they get it.
Okay.
There's the man.
Hey.
Hey. You're getting better. I'm going to keep this, by the way.
He kept my dollar.
Your first whole weekend without Ben. What are you guys going to do?
We're going down to Colonial Williamsburg.
Yeah, a woman I went to college with just became the first female blacksmith down there.
Well, you know, they're a little behind the times in Colonial Williamsburg.
Well, look, I better go before Mommy starts weeping.
Bye.
We love
mommy.
You.
Bye,
we
Mommy.
We love you. Bye.
Have a good time. Okay.
Ross.
Yeah.
Look. Joey, do you know we can see you from here?
How come Ricky looks so much cooler with one of these than me?
Well, for starters, you may want to light it and lose the spatula.
You know what? I think it's cute. You're trying to be more like Richard.
No, not like him, per se. Just not unlike him.
Look, it's the artist formerly known as Chandler.
I'm just trying something here, you know.
So, Joey, why didn't you grow a mustache?
Oh, we flipped for it. I got the cigar, he got the mustache.
Well, I figured if we both grew, we'd look like dorks.
Yeah, he really sidestepped that landmine.
Hey, listen, we gotta go. I promised Richard we made a bad step.
Oh, come
on. You're meeting Richard?
Yeah, we're going to a Ranger game.
Yeah, didn't he tell you?
Oh, he told me he was going out with the guys. I just didn't know that you were the guys.
You hear that? We're the guys.
We're the guys.
That mustache, doesn't Chandler remind you of Aunt Sylvia?
Thank you. Hi, we're visiting.
Yay!
It's Ben and his dada. Dada. Can you say dada?
Oh.
Look, I'm going to tell your mommies you said it anyway, so you might as well try.
No luck, huh?
No. Now, a while ago, I got a seh out of him, which I thought, you know, might turn into secondary caregiver, but... Hey, would you hold him for a sec? Because I got to take this off.
Oh, yeah.
There.
Sure. Okay.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm holding them.
Yeah, well, he's a baby, not a bomb.
Okay.
Well, just hold him like you'd hold a football.
This is how I would hold a football.
Okay, here. There we go.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just not very good with babies. Yeah. I mean, I haven't been around them. I mean, you know, since I was one.
It's all right. It's no big deal.
Really?
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure you'll feel totally different when it's our baby.
What?
What?
You think about stuff like that?
Yeah. I mean, actually, I kind of think that we'll have two babies.
Two babies?
Yeah. You know, a boy and a girl. Hopefully the girl will come first so Ben here won't feel too competitive. You know?
Then what's going to happen?
Well, we won't want to raise kids in the city, so we'll probably move to Scarsdale.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that way, I figure, you know, we'll be far enough away from our parents that we don't have to see them all the time, but close enough that they can come over and babysit whenever we want. And yes, I know the taxes are a little higher than, let's say, Nassau County, but the school system's supposedly great.
Wow. Wow, that's great. Great. Okay, wow, you know what?
Huh.
I'm off my break now. So, here, you take this, and, I am going to go pour these very nice people some coffee. Okay. Oh, look at that. I don't have a pot. I don't have a pot. Well, hey, maybe I've got one at home, or in Scarsdale. Hey, is that a door? Hey.
Hey, Phoebs, what's happening?
Oh, okay, murder, cancer, soccer teams eating each other in the Andes.
So you watch the movies, huh?
Uh-huh. What is happening to the world? I mean, no, because E.T. leaves and Rocky loses, Charlotte dies.
Charlotte who?
With the web, the spider, she dies. Oh. No, she has babies and dies. Like, you know, hey, welcome home from the hospital, thud. Right.
You want to feel better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here. Watch this. It's a Wonderful Life. Yes, I've heard of this.
So you can't lose. It's there in the title. Wonderfulness is baked right in.
Sweet. I almost fell for that with Pride of the Yankees. I thought I was going to see a film about Yankee pride, and then, boom, the guy gets Lou Gehrig's disease.
The guy was Lou Gehrig. Didn't you kind of see it coming?
If you just watch that, I promise you it will restore all your faith in humanity.
Hey, big guy, game time.
Hey, be right there.
There's a game?
Yeah, I just got my pickup sticks back from the shop.
Bring your nerves to steel. It's the basketball playoff.
Honey, I appreciate this, but you don't have to keep hanging out with them for me. I mean, they have each other.
Oh, no, honey. I mean, don't worry. I like hanging out with those guys. It's fun for me. They're different than my other friends. They don't start sentences with, you know who just died shoveling snow?
All right, that's great. Just go.
Okay.
Go, Nick.
It's the college playoffs.
Oh, then go faster.
They're not in it.
Okay, then just go.
Okay.
Oh, why does this bother me so much? I mean, I don't want to be one of those people who tells their boyfriend they want to spend 24 hours a day with them.
Sure.
It's just that he doesn't have that much free time, you know, and I don't know. What do?
Does it matter? You're ultimately just going to die or get divorced or have to blow your pet's head off.
Oh, me too. I got a question. Richard made plans again with the guys?
Yeah, well, Ross just made plans for the whole century.
You know what? I think I'm going to go to my room and read Cosmo. Maybe there's something helpful in there. No, at least maybe I can learn how to do an at-home bikini wax with leftover Christmas candles.
Okay. What the hell happened back there?
I don't know. You tell me. One minute I'm holding Ben like a football, the next thing I know I've got two kids, I'm living in Scarsdale complaining about the taxes.
Well, I'm sorry, I think about stuff, you know? I mean, you're at work, you're assembling bones, your mind wanders.
Ross, you have planned out the next 20 years of our lives, we've been dating for 6 weeks.
Oh, come on, what, you never think about our future?
Yes, but I think about whose apartment we're going to sleep at tomorrow night and where we're going to have dinner next Saturday night. I do not think about what our children's names are going to be. You know what our children's names are going to be.
No. No. I mean, you know, I read a book, and there was a girl named Emily, and I thought that might be good.
What was the book?
The Big Book of Children's Names.
Okay, Ross, okay, listen. What we have is amazing.
Yeah.
But I do not want to have everything decided for me. I spent my whole life like that. It's what I had with Barry. That was one of the reasons I left. I like not knowing right now. And I'm sorry if that scares you, but if you want to be with me, you're going to have to deal with that.
Okay, fine.
Thank you.
We're not done.
I didn't know that.
Okay, then you're going to have to understand that you're with a guy who's not going to stop planning his future with you because he knows we're going to end up together. And if that scares you, tough, because you're going to have to deal with that.
Fine, I will.
Good, because I love you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I love you, too.
Well, that's the first time we've said that.
Yes, it is.
Well, I'm going to kiss you.
Well, you better. Oh, thanks for the great movie tip.
Yeah, did you like it?
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't know if I was happier when George Bailey destroyed the family business, or Donna Reed cried, or when the main pharmacist made his ear bleed.
All right, I'll give you the ear thing, but don't you think the ending was pretty wonderful?
I didn't watch the ending. I was too depressed. It just kept getting worse and worse. It should have been called It's a Sucky Life, and just when you think it can't suck anymore, it does.
Kick save and denied.
But finally, he gets it back. Pass to the middle, lines it up, and bam! Yes! Could that shot be any prettier?
Man, you are incredible.
Well, we had a table in college.
Oh, really? I didn't know they had foosball in the 1800s.
Nice mustache, by the way. When puberty hits, that thing's really going to kick in.
Honey? Not to sound too Florence Henderson, but dinner's on the table.
Okay, just one more.
Now can we go?
See, that's why we don't let her play.
Is everything all right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Oh, hey, listen, don't be mad at him. It's our fault. I'm sorry we've been hogging so much of his time.
Yeah, he's just really great to hang out with.
Well,
no, seriously, Chandler and I were just talking about this. He is so much cooler than our dads. I mean, you know, our dads are okay and all, but Richard is just, ow, 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 what are you kicking me for? Huh? I'm trying to talk him.
You guys see me as a dad?
Oh, yeah?
No.
No.
You're just clearly not familiar with our young person's vernacular. See, when we say dad, we mean buddy. We mean pal.
Uh-huh, yeah.
No, seriously. Joey's my dad. Monica's my dad. I've even got some dads down at work.
That's fine. Well, your other dad and I are going to go have a romantic evening, and I guess I'll just see you kids around.
99.
You're not a dad. You're not a dad.
Dad.
I can't believe you got us into trouble.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Just, I feel like I'm about 100. I thought I was just one of the guys.
Come here. I'll make you feel like one of the guys. You know, for a really cool guy, you suck at foosball.
What are you talking about? I was killing them.
Yeah, well, they suck, too.
Okay, and then you take the poopy diaper and you put it in the poopy diaper pail.
Okay, Ross, just so you know, calling it a poopy diaper doesn't make this process any cuter.
Hello.
It's us.
Come on up. I'm going to get the rest of this stuff together.
Okay, we can do this now, can't we, Ben? Yes, we can. Yes, we can. There! I did it! Oh, I did it! Ooh, look at that! Oh, stays on and everything! Hi.
Hi.
I'm sorry. What did you just say? Did you say hi? Oh, my God.
Ross, Ben just said hi.
What?
Sandy, say hi.
What the word,
Sandy,
hi?
Yeah, no, my uncle, hi.
What? Great. And I miss that, too. I miss everything.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I just bring it out in him.
Hello, Sandy.
Thank you so much,
Corbin. Guess what? Ben just said his first word.
What did he say?
Something about hi.
I'm so excited.
Mommy is so proud of you. Hi. Hi.
You know, actually, it's more like, hi.
Hi.
Okay, this could go on for a while.
Well, this was fun. We should really do it again sometime, Ben. What do you say? Okay. All right, so I've got him. Tuesday, right. Okay. Bye, you guys.
Take care.
Bye, Ben.
Bye.
He said bye.
Yes, he did.
Oh, wow. Look at this nice deep hole I've been digging. Hey, Bert, isn't this a neat, nice hole here? Hey.
Okay, Ben, this is the part where Ernie buries Bert in the sand and can't find him. Now, I've looked ahead on the tape, and he does find him again. But, okay, before that happens, there's some pretty rough going for a while. But I think we can handle it. And there's just the alphabet, but we know that ends well, so. Okay, here we go.
Bert. Hey, what happened to my friend Bert? He was here just a moment ago. Oh, no. My old friend Bert is lost.
Mm-hmm. So glad you're here.